I'm Tricia Keeb, and I don't know about, well, I do know about y'all. I have particularly been loving these sermons about discipleship. And I'm glad that it's been made simple for us. Discipleship is simply coming alongside of one another and living life. It reminds me of my favorite Aunt Helen. Mama and Helen were each other's best friend sisters. And Aunt Helen always lived close to us. So she and I spent a lot of time together. I particularly remember when I was 4 or 5 years old, and that was the summer of the polio epidemic. And parents were told to keep their children away from other children, to particularly keep them out in the home and cool during the afternoon hours. And Mama having 3 kids, my Aunt Helen would always take me home with her to spend the afternoon. And after lunch, she'd always put me in the bathtub bubble bath. Now, that is a luxury that even young women enjoy. And what made it even more special, she would give me a bowl of ice cream to eat in the bathtub now. Anyway, afterwards, I remember we always went into her quiet, cool bedroom. The shades would be drawn. The circulating fans would be rotating. And anyway, she'd always tell me stories about beautiful princesses and castles and the knights in shining armor on their steeds coming to rescue the fair maiden. And she'd also make sure that I always heard one of those wonderful Bible studies about David. And what I remembered most was I always fell asleep in the afternoon hearing her sing, "Jesus loves you." This I know because the Bible tells me so. And that summer was, I really did believe that Jesus loved me, even as a little girl. And my Aunt Helen really, literally loved me to the Lord. Years passed. R.A. and I were married very young. And when our son Joe came along, I had pretty much walked away from my church background and especially the Lord. And then in 1982, I lost my job at Wake Forest University Medical School. And that was completely devastating to me because that job really defined who I was. I was told and felt that I was no longer the college dropout. I was somebody. I was important. And now all of that had been taken away from me. That year, I spent a whole lot of time with Aunt Helen, and I remember the night that I drove over about midnight because I knew she stayed up late, and I shared with her my anger. And I remember shockingly looking at her and saying, "Aunt Helen, you don't really believe in all of that religious stuff. I mean, look what's happened to me. And I know that you have walked through many, many hard places in your life. And if that's the kind of God that you worship, I don't want to have anything to do with him anymore." Aunt Helen very quietly but very confidently looked at me and she said, "Yes, Tricia, I really do believe. Because you see, Jesus told me a long time ago, I love you. And I believe that because it's in his word. And he said, and she said, particularly in those hard places, not only has he said it, but he's shown me. A verse that reminds me particularly of my Aunt Helen is Psalm 37. I was young. No. Let me get it right. I was old, and now I'm... I was young, and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging bread. I suddenly find myself being in that same position. And the Lord has, since Christmas, given me a very special verse. And it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and underneath are the everlasting wings. You know, I've always wanted to be like my Aunt Helen. Her faith now is sight. And she was such a beautiful woman inside and out. I hope that when it is time for me to see, that it could be said of me that I came alongside and did life with other people, just like Aunt Helen did. Thank you.